God bless you. God bless you as you tune in. I've received a couple of requests from brethren that I give a message, a plain message, on what the lake of fire is. Now, it's a good request because understanding the lake of fire gives us a greater insight into the will of God for every man upon the face of the earth. Every single soul. You better believe that every single soul is in the will of God. And when God says he will accomplish a thing, see it, he will definitely bring it into pass. He will bring it to pass no matter what circumstances presently might look like. No matter what the evidence without might show, understand that God will accomplish that which he has said he will do. God gave a word to Abraham. See it. He says all the nations of the earth, all the families of the earth will be blessed by your seed. And that seed is Christ, as we know. All the families, all, everybody, every single person is included in the plan of God. Hallelujah. And we know by now that the plan of God is all rooted in our reconciliation back to him through the Son. Praise God. This is God's love to the world. For God so loved the world that he has given his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. In other words, whosoever believes, whoever gets the revelation of the Son of God will not continue going down that steep path into destruction. That endless steep path into hell and destruction. Because we are all perishing. We are all pining away in Adam. See, we are all sinking down into that pit. Bottomless pit of destruction. Infinite darkness, the abyss represents the depths of the sea, the bottomless pit where there is no light at all. In the natural, the abyss is not a place where any man can survive. In fact, with all the sophisticated equipment that we have upon the earth today, there are certain parts of the sea, the depths of the sea, that men have not been able to get to yet. To show how terrible those conditions are. Praise God, so he has given us the Son. A revelation of the Son. So that by him, we can be illumined with the light of life and know joy once more, peace once more, hallelujah, divine health once more, hope once more, security once more, hallelujah, right from Genesis to the book of Revelation, and even going beyond the Bible and looking into the natural, you will notice that everything testifies of the Son of God. And he says that, I am the way. I am the way back. No man cometh to God. No man cometh into glory except by me. Hallelujah. So God wants every man to get the revelation of Christ, every man to see Christ, and by Christ enter into safety. Christ is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Without beginning, without end, through whom everything in heaven and earth is created. The Son of God is one with God. The Son of God is God. Hallelujah. So you can see that God is reconciling us back unto himself. Return unto the Almighty, and thou shalt be built up. Return back to your place in God. This is what all the gospel is all about. Hallelujah. And to hear this message from above means that we must obey this message from above. We are not just called to hear messages, but rather to obey these messages and allow these messages become life in us. Praise God. If we hear the message from above, God expects that we let go of the old, that which we thought was our life, and begin to lay hold on the new, which is the life of Christ. If you turn quickly to the book of Psalm 2, it says, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Praise God. They take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little while. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Praise God. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him, who believe in him. See, the king of the earth has thought a vain thing. See it? They've tried to dissociate themselves from the Son of God, from the anointed of God. You know Christ means the anointed of God? King David and all those kings of Israel, only simply, King David was a shadow of the Son of God, which is Christ, whose throne is forever in the heavens, who sits upon Mount Zion and rules upon Mount Zion. And God expects that every man submit to him. Every man submit himself willingly to Christ. See, we are all called to submit to Christ. See, let us not imagine vain things. You know, vain imaginations mean to try to live a life independent of that which is being revealed to us today. To try to go our own way and try to neglect the mystery of Christ that is being revealed to us. See, anybody that walks contrary to the revelation of I, which is Christ, plots a vain thing because it will not work. See, after a while, you still have to come back to this same principle, this same thing that you have rejected. Submit yourself, kiss the song, lest he be angry. And it's wrath the king goes. Now the wrath of God. Something that is much deeper than men think, eh? The wrath of God is different from the wrath of man. When a man gets angry, it's another thing, ball game altogether. But when God gets the wrath of God, actually produces in man the righteousness of Christ. See, the wrath of God eventually produces that which is perfect in man. It brings forth that which is perfect in God, in man. Hallelujah. We're going to look at the lake of fire now. Now we understand that that message that is coming from above is a message that simply reveals Christ as our life. See, it's a message that reveals the heavenly model, that reveals our origin in the New Jerusalem. Praise God. It reveals our origin upon the everlasting hills. It reveals our identities as Christ, the anointed one of God. For we all are that one man, celestial man. One body, many members. We are all that one body. Praise God. If we take an example of the days of Lot, Lot, like we know, sojourned in Sodom and Gomorrah, and Sodom and Gomorrah is an example of the eternal judgment of God. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah is an example of the eternal judgment of God. That sin occurs in the spirit continuously. Sodom and Gomorrah was erased to ashes. Every single thing in Sodom and Gomorrah was what? Erased to what? To ashes. Everything that lived in Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Totally. Only one was saved, and that was Lot. Because Lot received the heavenly witness. See, those two angels that entered into Lot's house and dined with Lot with unleavened bread, you represent the word of truth. Unleavened bread represents the word of truth. These two angels, messengers of God, entered into the house of Lot and dined with Lot and his family. The Bible says that Lot placed unleavened bread before them and they ate, meaning the word of truth. See, that fellowship is going for us right now within us. And we must be very attentive to hear the voice of the Spirit, to hear the witness from above. Because the messenger of God, the Spirit of God within us, the testimony of God within us only reveals that which is in the heart of God. And God only speaks truth. See, if we walk and see things the way God sees things, we will rediscover the paradise of God. We will rediscover the glory of God and everything that God intended for us from the foundation of the world. Because God never intended bad for any man. God never intended evil for any man. God, in him there is no darkness at all, and God cannot give darkness to man. Praise God. Lot received the testimony from heaven revealing the mystery of the Son of God. That is what that scene we see in the book of Genesis when Lot received the angels from above. The angels don't come there to give him stories on how to get rich upon the earth, or how to make a big name, or how to sell books, or how to be a big time preacher and all that kind of stuff. The angels simply come to reveal the mystery of the Son of God in you and God's kingdom. And the moment we hear this testimony, what we can simply do is to flee to the high mountains. Let go of everything and flee to the high mountains. The high mountains represents the infinite realm of the spirit, the spiritual dimension of God. God wants his sons to flow back to Mount Zion, to return with Mount Zion with singing upon their heads. The redeemed of the Lord must first of all hear truth, fellowship with truth. Hear the testimony of the Son of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. See, he sends his messengers, and the messengers transmit this message to us. This is the grace of God revealed from heaven. There is no other thing again. You must receive this thing by faith. Receive this message by faith. Embrace this message by faith. Hallelujah. This is the grace of God being revealed from heaven that is able to save men. See, it's teaching us about the mystery of Christ and our inheritance in him. Oh, hallelujah. The anointed one of God. So, Lot was able to escape the destruction by brimstone and fire, because the whole place was consumed with fire, ashes, sulfur. Who knows, maybe it was a volcanic eruption or whatever, or heavenly bodies, who knows. But everything was destroyed, but Lot escaped. His escape represents the ascension. But there were other people outside who were not able to receive the message. See it? These were the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were not able to receive the message. They were not able to discern the signs of the time. They were not able to discern the grace of God unto life. Rather, they chose to fight against it, to wrestle against the truth. See, they loved not the truth, but held on to the lie. You know what the lie is? The lie is our lives upon the earth. The lie is our human identities. The lie is our association with this temporal order called the world. Hallelujah. Lot gets a revelation of the truth and he ascends and lets go of all. But the other people stay put and continue on in their wickedness. See, they chose not to retain the knowledge of the truth, but rather became contentious against truth, rebellious against the truth of God. Hallelujah. And what shall he profit a man if he gains this whole world and loses his soul? See, the natural man thinks he can kind of gain the world. That is the man. That is the thinking of this age. see, but we are called today to lay hold on eternal life. Let go. You see it? But there is something that occurs as Lot ascends and lets go of his life, lets go of all that he has in Sodom and Gomorrah, as he ascends into the mountains. The Bible records clearly that the sun arose. It was the dawning of a new day. And the whole city, Sodom and Gomorrah, was what? Destroyed, overthrown with brimstone and fire. Awesome overthrowing, destroyed totally. See, you will notice clearly here that when truth comes, when the revelation of truth comes, it also comes with judgment. See, it where you have the first resurrection, there's also the second death. See, the hour comes when those who are in their graves, who are dead in their illusory lives as mortals, as material beings, as men apart from God, the time comes when they hear the voice of the Son of Man. And those who have done good will ascend into life, and those who have done bad will go into the resurrection of judgment. So you can see here there are two categories here. There's one that is ascending into life, and there's another that is being judged. You must understand that those two messengers that met with Lot only relay the voice of the Son of Man, and the voice of the Son of Man is the voice of God. It only reveals the deep things of God. Hallelujah. When that thing comes, it lifts up those who unite with the truth, who through patience and diligence continue exercising themselves in the revelation of Christ. Have you heard exercise yourself in godliness? Exercise yourself in godliness. Lay hold on eternal life. Abide in my word. Continue in my word. Those who love the truth, who love is appearing, are lifted up out of the grave into life. But the other category is being judged. So you can see why you have, when you have the revelation of the word and you have the resurrection of the just, you also have the judgment of anything that stands in the way of the will of God. See, God himself is a warrior. See, God is a warrior, and when he makes war, he goes forth to conquer and to conquer. Hallelujah. Book of Revelation talks about the man on the white horse going forth to conquer and to conquer. That's God. Now, he conquers in love. He will not stand back and see you going to ruin and desolation. Praise God. That's why he has armed his right hand to go forth to rescue his sons and daughters out of the realm of death. And I tell you, death and hell cannot resist the love of God. Because death and hell, like we are going to read shortly, is also cast into the lake of God's fire, which we know is love. God is love, and is also a consuming fire. Praise God. Praise God. That gesture of giving the Son is love, because when God gives the Son, What he's doing is actually giving himself. See, God is, love is giving, and God gives everything that he has to you and I. His glory and all that he has, he gives to us. God does not withhold anything from any man. That is love. See, and God does not change. He never withheld anything from us, but somehow we lost awareness of what God has freely given to us. Praise God. So you see, God is love. We are having a revelation of God today, the true God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, a God of love, compassion, a God of peace. Hallelujah. A God that cannot harm nobody. Praise God. The lake of fire is simply God's presence. See it? It's simply the unveiling of God, of God's realm, to the men who inhabit the dark places of the earth. See, when Lot was ascending up the Bible says that the sun arose. That sun arises in the hearts of those who receive truth. In reality, we are the ones who reveal God to the world. We are the ones who reveal the invisible realm of God to this world that we live in. Hallelujah. We are the ones that reveal the love of God to this world. Those who cling to the truth. Praise God. So the invisible realm of God and the things of God are revealed through the word. When men see the word and perceive the truth from the word, their eyes begin to open to see the reality of him that filleth all in all. Praise God. So the living God is revealed through the word, through the voice. And it's also revealed in those, through those who have united themselves with truth. See, Paul says that, don't you know that you saints will judge the world? Somebody thinks that the saints will judge the world in a millennium period, sometime in the future when something happens. But that is, it will never happen that way. Others are fables of religion. See, the judgment has already started right now. Don't you know that you will judge the world, you who are being gathered unto Christ? Don't you know that you judge the world when you walk in truth? Don't you know that you judge the world when you are awake to your true identities? You judge the world because that which is hidden from men is brought to light through you, so that they are without excuse. Hallelujah. They are without excuse. See, and this innocent love of God can become a tormenting factor in the lives of those who cling to the lie. See it? Praise God. See, the manifest love of God and his presence becomes a factor of to convict the world of sin. Praise God. Enoch in the days of old prophesied that the Lord cometh with tens and thousands of his angels, of his saints, of his messengers. These are those who have united themselves with the Lord. He he's coming. He's coming right now, and he will come again and again and again. Now, these ones appear as the Lord appears. Let us understand that the Lord appearing is right now, present, and continuous. These are the ones that reveal Christ to the whole world. And they convict the world of sin, of righteousness, truth. They become living epistles for all men to see. They become the word of God, manifest for all men to see, so that they are without excuse. Praise God. And I tell you, it's a tormenting factor for those who are contentious of the truth. See, you cannot come in contact with the love of God and never be the same again. You must submit yourself to the love of God. Hallelujah. When you begin to see the peace, the joy, the sheer perfection, the power, the glory manifest in the sons of God, it becomes a tormenting factor to those who reject truth. And a fire that can never be quenched is ignited within those that carry on in the lie. Praise God. Now, the fire of God does not consume the man to, you know, per se. Rather, it consumes that which does not agree with Christ within us. That is anything that is flesh and blood, anything that is carnality, anything that is hay or stubble in our minds is dissolved with time by the lake of fire. Praise God. Turn quickly to the book of Revelation chapter 20. There are many, many instances in the Bible where the lake of fire is mentioned in different ways. But for now, let us concentrate on this chapter, the book of Revelation chapter 20. Book of Revelation chapter 20 starts off with a company of people who are resurrected. Said, those who obtain victory over the beast. These ones have rejected the worship of the beast. They've rejected the mark of the beast. See, they've rejected their humanity. They've rejected all form of carnality. Praise God. The mark of the beast is the nature, is the human material nature that is adaptable to this natural world, this temporal order that we put on in Adam. See, Adam received the mark of the beast, and we all received the mark of the beast. So you see, Revelation chapter 20 starts off with these people who have refused the mark of the beast. Praise God. In these ones, the influence of the devil is banded forever. See, it's Satan. The devil, the dragon, the serpent was bound and cast into a pit, a bottomless pit. He was sealed there so that he deceived the nations no more. Now all this is happening first of all in those who have united themselves with the truth. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Those who have reunited themselves with the truth by rejecting worship of the beast, by exercising themselves in truth, exercising themselves in the mystery of Christ. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. The influence of Satan is removed from their lives. It's bound. So that they are no longer deceived. See it? When you say that you are naked, that God has left you, that you are a sinner, that's deception. When you say God hates you, that's deception. Praise God. When you say you are poor, you are sick, that's deception. See, he has come to set us free from the deception. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth comes like a chain in the hand of the messenger of God to bind the lying influences of the devil in our lives. Praise God. And these ones who reject worship of the beast, the Bible says that they are beheaded for the testimony of God. They beheaded for the testimony of Christ. They have lost their head, because their head is the head that has the imprints of the beast. That's their natural head. They've lost their heads so that they can take a hold on the true head, which is Christ the Spirit. These ones awake into the resurrection of what? Life. They enter into the millennium, the 1,000 years, which is a symbol of the spirit, infinite dimension of God. See, 1,000 years is nothing. There is no such thing as 1,000 years of peace. All those things you read on the internet and all over, all those are just doctrines of men. Millennium and all that kind of stuff. These things are spiritually discerned. 1,000 years is a... it's a number. God uses that number to show something that is infinite. As long as you continue in the word of God, the 1,000 years can never end. Adam was in the 1,000 years reign when he reigned in glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible says, blessed are those who how what who partake in this first resurrection. See, now you can see a first resurrection. These are those who have obeyed the gospel. Bible says, blessed are those who partake in this first resurrection. Over them, the second death, which is the lake of fire, which is destruction in the lake of fire. The second death has no hold over them. Praise God. Hallelujah. This one shall rule as kings and priests with Christ 1,000 years. Now let's move on quickly to the great white throne judgment. 11. I'm going to read this time. Revelation chapter 20 verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things that were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to their works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire, into the lake of fire. So we are seeing here the lake of fire, which is actually the second death. See it? You can see clearly here that God is consuming a realm called death and hate. That's death and hell. See, we must understand that death and hell is an enemy of God. Death and hell cannot stand the presence of God. Light and darkness cannot co-inhabit the same place. It's impossible. See, and the light must always prevail against the darkness. Death and hell represents the lower places of the darkness, thick darkness, where men inhabit, the men of this age. Hallelujah. We know he was revealed to deliver us from all of that. Praise God. A white throne judgment was set. Now we must understand that that white throne judgment, with one seated upon it, is a composite body of all those who have united themselves with Christ. See, because we all are seated in heavenly places in Christ. Of course, the world shall be judged by Christ. See, the saints shall judge the world. We all are seated on that throne in heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you look back in the book of Revelation chapter 3, the message to the church in Laodicea speaks about, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne. We all who overcome in Christ, we who walk in the truth, do sit on that throne, and we do reign with Christ upon that throne. And we are the ones that judge this world. See, the white throne judgment is something that is already present. It's not something that will happen tomorrow when we die. There's no such thing as a big chair in the sky with books, many books in the sky and all that kind of stuff. Those things do not exist. God's realm is simply spirit. God's realm is simply is. Of course, we need these things to explain the things of God. We need all this to use the things in the natural to explain the things of God. It's normal. Everything about God is always explained to us in parables. There's no such thing as a lamp in heaven. There's no such thing as a temple in heaven. There's no such thing as a tabernacle in heaven. There's no such thing as a garden in heaven. There's no such thing as a river in heaven. There's no such thing as cherubims and cherubims and seraphims and angels. And I'm talking of physical beings that you can see. Those things do not exist. It's all the realm of the invisible. And we are beginning to understand the things of God through the things that are seen. So the white throne judgment, or you see, that throne of God is revealed. It's unveiled through his messengers and through his word, so that people can now discern the eternal King of glory seated and ruling in his creation. And of course, at his presence, every knee must bow. Of course, people try to flee from his presence, isn't it? Some people hear these messages and they try to get away. Some people know it's the truth and they try to run away from God. Many people are tormented. Hallelujah. When they come in contact with you, as you unite yourself in truth. Those demons that cried out when they saw Jesus. You are thou art the Son of God. Why have you come to torment us before our time? Those demons were beholding the Son of God seated on the throne of God. They were beholding, they were able to perceive the eternal King of glory in his brilliance and in his, and they were tormented. Hallelujah. You can walk in a realm where the radiation of his presence is so intense that without speaking a word, they know something is, there's something about you. Hallelujah. So people try to flee. Some try to stay to the rocks. Hide us from his presence. Hide us from him that sits upon the throne. See, but they will soon discover that there is no hiding place from him that sits upon the throne. If you make your bed in hell, he's there. Praise God, praise God. Now the books were opened and everybody was judged according to their works. And those whose names were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life were cast into the lake of fire. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Of course, we are books. We all know that by now. We are like epistles. We are like books. See, automatically, our books are being opened when we come before the truth. Oh, hallelujah. And Paul says that to those who continue on in unrighteousness, who are contentious of the truth, they shall have distress upon their souls. See, their cup will be filled with brimstone and fire. The cup of God's wrath. Praise God. Automatically, the books are opened as we are being ushered in before his presence. Hallelujah. And I tell you, it's always good that we are agreeable with Christ. We must agree with him. Strive to agree with him at all times. Praise God. Those whose names were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the Lamb's Book of Life, those who are not in Christ, those who have not married themselves to Christ, those who were contrary to the truth, are cast into a lake of fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hell and Hades, the realm where the inhabitants of this world inhabit, is all cast into that lake of fire. Is the realm of the beasts. It's the realm of those who have the mark of the beast. It's the realm of the inhabitants of this world. See, but he has come that we may have life. Hallelujah. And I tell you, what the lake of fire simply does is to destroy every trace of carnality in us. The chaff is being destroyed, but the wheat is being gathered into an eternal bands. Hallelujah. To know true peace and joy and fulfillment. To know the joy of our salvation, every man is admonished to submit himself back to the Creator. Every man is admonished to recognize the mystery of our origin in Christ, the Lamb of God. Praise God. We must begin to walk in truth according to the way the Father is revealing truth to us today. Hallelujah. Even though the lake of fire is not something that is physical, it is real. See it? And Jesus Christ says that it is more bearable for those of in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. The lake of fire. We're talking of the eternal lake of fire, the real lake of fire. It's more grievous than that in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. That in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah only destroyed their physical bodies. It was for a moment, and that's all. But this one continues on and on. Even when you die, even when you have left this body, you must still become agreeable with Christ. It's an eternal fire that can never leave. Every trace of that carnal mind has to be dissolved. And we begin to walk once more in the truth, in the reality of the Spirit. Recognizing Christ the Spirit as our life. Recognizing our world in the Spirit. See, putting aside the lusts of this age and the corruption that is in this world, and holding fast to that true eternal life which is in Christ. Praise God. So you see, the lake of fire is just the love and the presence of God consuming anything that is not God. Anything that is not spirit. Anything that is not rooted in the light of God is dissolved in this eternal lake of fire. Hallelujah. And I tell you one secret. Those who are redeemed live in that lake of fire. In fact, they become flames of fire. Haven't you read it in the Psalm that he makes his ministers, you know, flames of fire? Praise God. When we are conformed to Christ, when we walk in the reality of the Spirit, the fire cannot hurt you. There's no such thing as fire. Fire can only hurt that which is not fire. Praise God. So let us cancel from our minds what religion has taught us of a physical lake of fire, that's something that God puts people forever and ever and ever and all that kind of stuff. That's no such thing. Rather, recognize that we are being admonished today to submit to the truth. Because the truth will always prevail. God bless you.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Sings my soul. mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art!